Hello and welcome to Business Line. We are with Mr. Dinesh Trivedi, the former Railway Minister in the UPA government. He talks to Business Line on the 10 years of NDA and how he sees the railways in these 10 years. Welcome to Business Line, sir.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Sir, you have been a Railway Minister. You moved from UPA, Trinamool Congress to BJP, and today, how do you see the railways?
Well, in all sincerity, and with whatever little experience I've had with the railways. So first of all, let me tell you, Indian Railway is one of the best organizations in the world. And I'm not telling this, for example, after joining BJP. Earlier also I've said that subsequent government did not understand the strength of Indian Railways vis-a-vis what it can add to the economy of the country. So if the GDP of the country has to grow at 10%, Indian Railway has to grow at 10%, 2% more than the GDP. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, I can tell you with conviction, even before he became the Prime Minister of India, in various seminars I've heard him talking about Indian Railways and the strength of Indian Railways. I must tell you, that in the last 10 years, what Indian Railways as an infrastructure of the country has done, I'm sure for the last 70 years that has not happened. To give you one simple example, I wanted for my budget from the government 50,000 crore. I hardly got peanuts. No railways in the world can work on profitable things. Indian Railway is also similar to that it can indirectly add to GDP. So for the first time, I mean, can you imagine the budgetary support of 2.5 lakh crore, which is required for the railways. And for the last 10 years, of course, barring a couple of incidents, safety has been taken good care of. Earlier, my main concern was what safety. Every other day there was an accident and a lot of people used to die. And there was no address to that problem. So Prime Minister Narendra Modi has made sure under his leadership that the precious lives are saved. And now you see in the next few years when all the doubling of the line and railways going into places where no government otherwise thought. Tribal areas, for instance, because they always thought that it's not a profitable route. So we are not looking at profits. We are looking at people. And that is where I think technologically upgradation of everything. Vande Bharat. I think Vande Bharat is a dream project of the people and the kind of convenience. I think Vande Bharat is now going to be stretched to the sleeper class and the rest. Indian Railways is coming of age. I would tell you that infrastructure takes a long time. I always used to say that our neighbors, China, if they have come all the way up to border, Indian Railway needs to go to the border. And that is all the project which is happening. So once all this project infrastructure is completed, India will be, I mean, forget about getting into the third largest economy. Indian Railway will ensure that India even gets into the second largest economy in the world. And the freight corridors, for instance, the food used to be wasted. Now, because of the railway infrastructure growing, at least the food is being reached to people. How do you think this ration and all government of India is providing free and during COVID time? What Indian Railways did during COVID time quietly, oxygen supply, food supply. No other government would have even been able to do that. Cold chain, you name it. So as a railway minister who have got little experience about railways, I'm so very happy that whatever I could think of is totally much more than that is being implemented. And I think the minister of concern is also under the guidance of the Prime Minister. Things are happening and I'm very happy about it.
So which brings me to the second question. As Railway Minister, you have taken a very bold step of increasing passenger fares, something that ministers subsequently or previously had never touched upon. It was a very rarity to have made such a bold statement in budgets. Do you see it as a time now that passenger fares become more market-driven? And do you still feel that there's a need for Indian Railways to balance out between passenger fare and freights?
I think there has to be a cross-subsidy.
Towards passenger fare?
Yeah. Cross-subsidy, I'm talking in terms of passenger. I'm not talking about cargo vis-a-vis passenger. Okay. Within passenger itself, there could be cross-subsidy.
Okay.
And what is the cross-subsidy? There is definitely a case of something getting privatized, like Japan. The infrastructure is created by the government and the routes are given to the private sector. So you can have certain classes which can afford, like bullet train, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And the revenue which comes out of that can be given to that section of society who cannot afford, right? The poor section of the society. They can be given subsidy so that fare could remain about marginally increased. So I see a case in that. And when it comes to safety and when it comes to comfort, I think today's the working class of people, those who have migrated to Delhi or those who go to Chennai or Bangalore, they earn enough money to pay for it. All they are looking for, they want, what do they want? They want a reserve seat and they want comfort of the railways and the safety. The poor class today in India have also been elevated to a place where they can afford increase in the fare, given the safety and comfort. So there is a case, definitely there is a case. And the government is quite aware of that.
And the other question is, obviously, this has been a historical question, maybe from times unknown. Profitability of railways. Do you really see railways as a profitability venture or a profitable venture?
See, the operating ratio is one thing which always gets into when they measure the profitability.
Yes.
You can talk about profitability in the sense that whatever is the budgetary support, don't count the interest on that.
Okay.
For example, take the roadways.
Mm-hmm.
No roadways can really give you profit. Profit is given indirectly in terms of employment, in terms of economy of scale, in terms of movement of freight and people. So I think this is the basic obligation of any government. If you do not have the transportation system, you show me a transportation system of any country and I can tell you how developed that country is. Look at Switzerland. I'm absolutely certain that Swiss Railway also doesn't make profit. But look at the infrastructure which provides to the tourist traffic. If somebody wants to go to Alps, if the train goes all the way there, and that is where you must look at indirect profit. So by itself, talking about Indian Railways running at profit, I don't think so. It's a reasonable proposition. As long as it does not get into a thing where it gets bankrupt. Earlier, when I had said also as a railway minister, that railway was in ICU. It is, the situation is much, much better today.
And so the final question from our end would be, sir, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate NDAs, especially in terms of railways?
No, I'm nobody to rate. I think you ask people of the country, especially
as a common man,
poor and the common man. I think the common man today, I mean, even the fares are increased, they don't talk about it because they know that this is being done for tomorrow. And you require to invest into the railways, whether it is the tube railway, the suburban railways is a must, like Bombay is the lifeline. So now that model is being taken to, let's say, Karnataka. That model is now going to Tamil Nadu. And overall, I like I said, I'm nobody to grade, but if you really ask me, I think BJP government under the Prime Minister Narendra Modi has done tremendous amount of work, and no gradation will really justify. She's done such a good work.
Sure, sir. That would be it from our end. Thank you for being on the podcast and giving us some time.